take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at CaravitaVillage.com today.
And now a star is born. On April 15th, 1997, the world welcomed little baby Maisie Williams. Let's listen in as the Game of Thrones star enters the world.
Congratulations, it's a girl. What are you going to name her?
A girl has no name.
Oh.
Maisie Williams, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The Trump campaign reports raising $30 million in the first quarter of the year. That's about as much as the top two Democrats, Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris, raised combined. The president heads to Minnesota today.
Hoping to win the state in the next go-around, President Trump, on this tax deadline day, heads back to the Twin Cities for an event that the White House says will focus amid a booming economy and record unemployment on celebrating the president's tax cuts and Jobs Act signed into legislation 2 years ago.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. At least eight people died in violent storms in the south over the weekend. That system's moved northeast and caused suspected tornado damage in Shelby, Ohio.
There are power poles that are down like dominoes. Thankfully, no deaths, fewer than 10 people injured in this situation, but the cleanup is going to take a while.
That's Adrian DiPiazza with Fox 8 Ohio. This is Fox News.
Another exercise in what if? What if everyone on the morning show sounded like the boss? No, not Rick Peters, Bruce Springsteen, Greg Budell. A recent study shows that 75% of men get up at night to go to the restroom. About what time do you get up for that?
Come the wee hours.
Jay Scott, I understand you've got a new car. What did you get? Emily Hayes, getting back to the bathroom question, if husband gets up during the night to go and you're in the little girl's room, what's he doing? Bailey, the wonder dog. I understand there are those in the government who would bar foreign dogs from having chicken. What is your nation of origin? I thought so. And Rich Thomas, I understand you went out for Mexican food last night and accidentally ate a habanero toe jam ghost pepper. How are you feeling? A better you than me. Now, stand by for three men and a lady. Rich, does it still burn? Maybe we can get you some Pepto or something.
Welcome to Three Men and a Lady. It's our final hour. Not ever, just... Anyway, break it up. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and what a beautiful, cool morning courtesy of Rich Thomas.
Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Yeah, jacket weather this morning with 43, the official low. We won't, I think tomorrow morning the jacket will feel good, but there won't be many mornings that we call jacket mornings until, late next fall or early winter. Right now, this morning, we're at 50. Our forecast, sunshine, a cool but comfortable day with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Not bad. Boy, we will be dreaming of days like that in a few months. Tonight, overnight low temperature down to the upper 40s again. Clear, cool. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer. We're enjoying this quiet start to the week after some turbulence later in the week with a high temperature around 80. Wednesday, high in the low to mid 80s. Partly sunny skies with increasing clouds. Thursday, here we go again. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely by later on in the afternoon and Thursday evening and Thursday night. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe, and leading to another tornado situation here in Alabama. Again, that's Thursday. And then it should be out of here, I think, by Friday morning, leading to what should be a great Easter weekend weather-wise. Right now, this morning, clear skies, northwest winds at 6, temperature is 50. 6 minutes after 8. A busted toilet, a leaky faucet. It's a broken pipe. They always pick the worst time to be a problem. Plumbing does, and that's why it's good to know that Plumbing by Luke Wire is ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, including weekends, including holidays, and they never charge overtime regardless of when you call. And that's why it's now a no-brainer for me. Whenever I have an issue that involves the plumbing, it's going to be Plumbing by Luke Wire. I like the fact that they kind of tell me when they think that the plumber will be available. Like they may say, a little bit after lunch, we think we can get to you. And then I get a phone call when they're on their way. And that's a great thing as well. I got the whole house plumbing inspection where they check for major problems that could be lurking. And I got a good report. And that's great peace of mind as well. So, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at 264-9666. Or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Coming up at Stupid News, the annual list of the weirdest names in the news is out. And that's pretty funny. We have an abundance of Morning Maroon candidates today. And a whole bunch of other things. It is 7 minutes past 8. Let's see how we're behaving on the roads.
As we roll on into the 8 o'clock hour, Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region, and we still see a slowdown on I-65 southbound around the downtown exits. That'll thin out in just a little while, but be careful as you approach that area. Accident on I-85 southbound, that's at the 11-mile marker right at the Chantilly Boulevard exit, so watch out there. We also see some traffic accidents inside town, so be careful. We have one on Perry Hill Road in front of Hardee's. We also have an accident at Carmichael Road and the East Boulevard, and police are finally getting that one cleaned up on the Selma Highway in front of Big Lots. Just watch out. It'll take them just a little bit longer to get that one opened up full blast. School zones are wrapping up in just a few minutes, but be careful. Your speed limit in a school zone is 15 miles an hour. Reinhardt Toyota must sell 200 Toyotas by the end of the month. Test drive any Toyota, and you'll be registered to win a Kindle Fire Stick. No purchase necessary. There'll be a winner each week. Reinhardt Toyota. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. This seems ridiculous. CBS News staffers worry that network can't afford Gayle King.
Well, did she ask for a lot of money.
Well, she's making $5.5 million. She wants to double that.
Does she need that much money? Who needs that much money?
It's not so much whether you need it. You know, I generally think
it becomes
it depends status on the value that you bring. Notice how I don't know what Charlie Rose is making, probably about 8 or 10.
I don't know.
They fired him, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody hear about him anymore? Anybody yeah. Say, gosh, it's just not the same news without Charlie Rose. It's all dependent on
He goes to lunch with Matt.
With
their buddy Dinky.
Matt.
Buddy Dinky. Old Dinky.
Matt Lauer was seen out with somebody.
Is that right?
This weekend, but I can't remember the other person's name. Speaking of names in the news, the annual list of the weirdest names in the news last year is out. The website nameoftheyear.com released its annual March Madness-style bracket featuring the strangest names that have been in the news. Now, most of them are real names, but here are the final favorites.
Okay.
Kermit Sprinkles. Ionosphere Torres.
Ionosphere Torres, okay.
Pretzel Monte Carlo. Well, we used to wonder if some people named their kids after ingredients in medicine. You know. I think I saw a kid named acetaminophen once or something like that.
No.
Manchester United MacGyver.
What?
Manchester United MacGyver. Tushna Commissariat. Mm. Sounds Russian to me. Roberto Popcan. Shaky Sherpa. Dr. Trennington Outhouse. Surrender Nada. Now, some of these I have to be very careful.
The Niño.
Apollo.
The Niño.
Apollo Creed Gardner.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Trent Artichoker. Storm Duck. Alpha Omega Nickelberry the Third.
The Third.
Omega Nickelberry.
There's three of them running around now. Pope Thrower. Corey Fastlane. Candy Button Disco. An ecclesiastical Denzel Washington, not the actual Denzel. Ecclesiastical. Denzel Washington. You're strange. I've been floating through trying to catch up on stories we just didn't get to last week.
Just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside. One place that you plan to get to this week, I'm resuming cryotherapy, is infusion.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing an IV this week?
I haven't picked a day, but the answer is a enthusiastic yes.
The IV vitamin therapy that is available to infusion can help you any number of different ways. Anything from weight loss to depression to lack of energy to building up your immune system. You just let them know what you're interested in accomplishing so they can formulate the IV to accommodate your needs. And then at the very end, they put in the master antioxidant, and that is
glutathione.
And you walk out, you can tell the difference immediately.
Oh, no doubt.
If you do a high vitamin C concentrate, you can taste that. Here's the thing. I'm not saying don't take vitamins or anything like that, but if you really want 100% of the vitamin you take, that's what you get with IV vitamin therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Your digestive system is a little fussy as to what stays and what goes. So you can't count on all of it making it into your bloodstream. With IV vitamin therapy, it's all into your bloodstream. It takes 20 minutes to have a game-changing kind of day with infusion. Call them at 296-1662. You've heard me talk about cryotherapy, 3 minutes in that tank. Makes your circulatory system work really hard for 3 minutes because your body, it doesn't know it's in a chamber with a cold temperature. It just knows it's cold. So your body is naturally wired to protect you. And in that mode, you not only burn a lot of calories, but your circulatory system goes into overdrive and it gets your blood to the extremities. It helps accelerate the healing of pain. A lot of athletes use the cryotherapy chamber. They have found it popular. There's CryoSkin 3.0 for those who are interested in targeting fat or cellulite. And also the laser, which is a great way if you have a chronically painful area. I had it done on my shoulder, one session over, and it was pretty balky at the time I had it done. I didn't think it would heal that quickly, but all of these things use your body to help accelerate the healing process. Call them at 296-1662 or look them up at infusioncryoandlaser.com. Talk to Ryan Turner or Lori and see what infusion can do for you. Local news at 8:14.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Cleanup is underway in Troy after a possible tornado touched down Sunday. Some mobile homes were flipped over and trees and power lines came down. Only minor injuries have been reported. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting Sunday. Police say this happened in the 3000 block of South Perry Street. One of the victims has life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. And Montgomery police are also investigating a deadly shooting Saturday. Police say the victim was found dead in the 4000 block of Amesbury Drive. That's off the Troy Highway. Right now, police have not made any arrests. If you have information on either case, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May. Because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Final season.
final seas, final scabbing, and beheading. Game of Thrones. Final seas, final seas, final seas, final.
Ice wall and some dragons. Game of Thrones.
Final seas, final seas, final
brothers, loving sisters. Game of Thrones.
Final seas, final seas, final seas, final.
Everybody's got an opinion.
Well, seems like I'm the only cow in the pasture that missed the Game of Thrones last night. To tell you the truth, I tried watching it once and I couldn't keep up with it. And I still don't understand what all the buzz is about. You mean to tell me that all these people are just fighting over who gets to sit in a damn chair made out of swords and y'all can't get enough of it? Please! That sword chair don't look half as comfy as my lazy boy, and I've had it since Nixon was in office. I guess I'll never understand this Game of Thrones thing. Hell, if I wanted to watch a bunch of relatives having relations one minute and then fighting the next, I'd just go to my family reunion. But y'all enjoy.
Is that true? Is it incestual?
There is, a time or two. It's only really between...
That's disturbing.
Well, it's only really between the two characters.
The sister and brother. Yeah.
Although there is a little...
Do they know their sister and brother?
Oh, of course they do. They know.
Now, the one that's happened later here with Daenerys and Jon.
Hmm.
Remember we found out who his original heirs were?
Oh, yeah.
What Daenerys, role is Daenerys and Jon?
That's
Jon's,
not your dinky friend.
No, not dinky friend. Jon Snow is the one you talked about a minute ago. Mm-hmm. And then Daenerys is the one that's the blonde chick with the dragons.
Right.
Who's the one they show in all the promos that looks like she's always looking far away? Blonde.
Yeah, that's her. That's who we're talking about.
Her pets are are dragons.
Maisie W?
No. That's somebody different.
Maisie has a birthday today.
And she's not blonde.
Okay.
Yeah. We're talking about,
I'll watch it after I catch up on Spider-Man.
With the incestual thing.
the queen is the
woman that you hear she's not saying it, but she's being said to every time you play the shame thing. That's being said to
yes,
her.
Yes, that's the one.
Oh.
That's her.
Shame.
And that's where she's like walking.
She's walking through the street.
She did it.
Naked. Yeah. And they're throwing things at her, and that woman's walking behind her ringing the bell saying shame.
Because she had inappropriate relations?
No, I don't think so.
That's not the reason.
The show takes place in Westerbrook, not Millbrook.
Westerbrook.
Just a minor dinky.
Westerbrook flea market and antique mall.
Westerbrook. Postcard like Westerbrook.
Man.
I'd you love silly to hear, sausage.
I'd love to hear the Larry Stevens spots for those places.
Hey, gang.
Huh?
No.
Guess what it's time for?
It is time for...
Stupid.
News.
What news?
Stupid.
News.
Let's go. I was watching, must have been Fox, or it must have been a story from Fox.
Smithsonian?
No.
No? Okay.
I can change the channel.
Ariel Dinky.
We're a little too high. You're going to have to fly lower.
Now, I remember meeting Geraldo, like, when I was first starting out, and he was the big deal because he was the first national Spanish hire by any network.
He came out of Florida, didn't he? Or was he in
Puerto Rico?
Well, I met him in Chicago.
He
was born in Puerto Rico.
Right, yeah.
And this picture yesterday, I'm looking at him and I'm thinking, who picks the fleas out of that mustache for him?
Ew.
He's disgusting. Mm. He really is.
That's not necessary.
half of what we do is not necessary. Most of this show is not necessary. By shining a spotlight on it, that's a signal to upper-level management. But you know what? Most of what they do is not necessary. So therefore, we don't not necessarily have to pay all those people to be there every morning. But enough about me. Men's beards are more likely to be filled with germs and bacteria than, guess what? Dog fur.
Especially babies.
Now think about that. You're taking your dog to the vet, and they're fleas, and they're treating him for all these different things. And every once in a while, you will see a beard that looks like it could have eggs in it from some insect egg. According to a new study out of Switzerland, men's beards are more likely to be filled with germs and bacteria than dog fur. They found that men's beards and some dog's fur, that 100% of men had high microbial counts in their facial hair versus about three-quarters of dogs. Almost half the men have bacteria in their beards that can make someone sick.
I'm curious as to the thickness and length and all this other stuff.
You know when I think about that?
Doesn't happen to the Yankees, does it?
No, but I was just thinking baseball, because nobody looks dumber with a big beard than a baseball player.
Yeah, that's why I love these
guys, you know, I'm sorry, it just doesn't look good with a baseball uniform and
ponytails.
And then,
if that's supposed to be part of your badass act, and you're on the mound and you throw a pitch, and the guy hits it 400 miles, and you're standing there with your big beard, you look ridiculous.
Football and baseball players with the big hair.
Well, in the 70s, it was kind of fun. Oscar Gamble, the late, great Oscar Gamble, who lived here in Montgomery, met him quite by accident at Gold's Gym one day. And I told him, I had to tell him a whole lame-ass story about a game, a spring training game, that I went to years ago in the 80s, where he hit a home run and won the game in the 12th. They don't even play an extra inning now in those games, but they used to kind of play to win at that time. And that was an excellent, excellent ball game. Even though it didn't count, it was one of the better baseball games I've ever seen. All right, the key to slowing down hearing loss, and this is a good one. You're going to love this one, friends. We'll roll the drum. I'll give you a second to think about it. What do you think it is that slows down hearing loss? What substance?
Slows down hearing loss.
Alcohol?
No.
I don't know.
Coffee?
No.
Glutathione?
No.
Chocolate.
Oh, great.
That's right. According to a new study out of South Korea, the key to slowing down your hearing loss as you get older is more chocolate. Researchers studied 3,500 men and women and found that the people who regularly ate chocolate saw a 27% decrease in their hearing as they got older versus a 36% decrease for the people who didn't eat chocolate.
And is it white chocolate?
No, it doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't make any difference.
So. But the antioxidants, Rich, that's glutathione. So while we're having somebody sign what we say to Jay and Emily, you and I will be in good shape. We do the glutathione.
You don't eat chocolate, though, but your hearing's shot.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to say...
Because I don't get the antioxidant.
I'm going to thank McDowery, because I want to ask my friends Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson about this, but there's a guy in Indiana who is suing Mommy and Daddy. Because after he moved out of their house, they destroyed his massive collection of porn.
Can't you just rebuild it from the internet?
Oh, Mom.
There's a guy in Indiana who's only been identified as Dinky. Charlie, excuse me. Back in October of 2016, he got divorced, moved back in with Mommy in Grand Haven.
That's such a charming
little place. Barnett's Motel on Lake Michigan. You know, it's like, as the crow flies, it would be about 40 miles or less from Chicago, but to drive there, you got to go through Northwest Indiana and toll roads and stuff, and it used to take like 3 hours. Seemed like forever when we were kids, but it's a beautiful little town.
But Mom went in and...
They took 12 large boxes full of movies.
Good Lord.
Two boxes of toys. When he confronted them about it, they told him they destroyed it. His father said in an email, For your own mental and emotional health, I would have done the same thing if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine. So it turns out Charlie was kicked out of both high school and college for selling pornographic materials to other students. So he has a history with this. So he is suing mom and dad for $86,000.
That was his.
Because he says a lot of the movies were rare and valuable.
Vintage, huh?
Wasn't even classy.
Man, okay.
Hey, right. Did we do Seafood Bistro yet?
We have not.
Guess what?
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
You know where you can find your antioxidants?
There's probably some in there.
They don't have any chocolate, do they?
No, but they've got, you know, all kinds of different flavors for the wings. Mm-hmm. And so they got that dragon sauce. They got, you know, the spices. I bet your gumbo has some antioxidants in there.
I bet you it does. That gumbo is the best gumbo that I've had this far north of the Gulf.
I love their red beans and rice. So, but if you have never been
Let me just share with you a situation I found myself in this weekend.
Yes.
Went to an unnamed restaurant, not here in the area, and someone in the party ordered shrimp and grits. Mm-hmm. And I shrimp you not, the grit, it was grits with some popcorn shrimp.
Thrown fried?
On, yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
Thrown on top of it. And I thought to myself, what is this tomfoolery? This is not shrimp and grits.
No, it is. Tis not.
These people must get to 1651 Perry Hill Road and experience the glorious shrimp and grits entree that the Seafood Bistro has to offer. Now, say you're stuck at work and you can't get away, or maybe you're working late, or a record rep stays till 5:15 after you've been at work since 6 a.m. and you really want to go home and haven't had dinner yet. And you want to have dinner delivered to where you are, or lunch delivered to where you are. Don't skimp on the flavor. Mm-hmm. Just call the Seafood Bistro or utilize one of the waiter apps or the delivery apps. I always say waiter apps, but one of the delivery apps.
Yeah, right. I got you.
279-7500 is how you can get in touch with them. Again, they're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Use the delivery apps to get it brought to you if you can't make it to dine in. And as always, check out the ever-growing menu at the Seafood Bistro at Kim.
Thank you, Emily.
Back to you, Greg.
All right.
All right. Back in the studio.
About 8:30 now.
Okay.
We're going to head down to the traffic dungeon and coming up a little bit later. By the way, one thing that happens more often on April 15th than any other day, robocalls. Because everybody, first of all, they have some that scare you. We have, you know, notice from the IRS and we can put you in jail.
Right, right.
So if you get a call today that you don't recognize the area code, just either cut it short.
Ignore it.
Do not engage. That will be your mistake if you choose
but
to
But I have to call the IRS.
You know, it's really not that bad if you go right down the street. I had some stuff going on with them a few years ago, and they were pretty good. As long as you go in there nice.
I'm a nice person.
You're a very nice person.
I just don't understand what's going on. Well, I've been able to file my taxes just fine, and now it's a thing.
Just want the state of Alabama to write me a check.
Like I said, guess what? On the priority list, you're down around zero.
Yeah.
And I'll see him soon. I'll ask Steve why that is. But when it comes to money in the state treasury, the priorities are...
Thank you.
Social disbursements and that kind of thing first, and people who are just waiting to get their own money back second. So it's better to play, take as much home as you can, use it now, and forget the refund. It is 8:30, back to the traffic dungeon.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service equipment and liner replacements and a sparkling pool all summer. 356-0237. Skip the rest, call the best. Skipper Pools.
Montgomery Skywatch, taking a look around the river region, and things are starting to go back to normal again. We still see a little bit of a slowdown on I-65 in the downtown area, but that has thinned out considerably. On I-85 northbound, we don't see any problems. I-85 southbound has an accident at exit 11. That's at the Chantilly Parkway, so watch out there. We also see an accident on I-85 northbound right at the Berry Hill Road exit, so watch out there. And Montgomery Fire and Rescue headed to a possible structure fire at the 1,000 block of Day Street, so we'll give them plenty of room to do their job. Let's be careful as we get on into work and school this morning. Trenum State Community College is offering an introduction to APP development with SWIFT. Classes are only $75 and start May 13th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Montgomery police are investigating a double shooting Sunday. Police say this happened in the 3000 block of South Perry Street. One of the victims has life-threatening injuries. The other has non-life-threatening injuries. No arrests have been made. Montgomery police are also investigating a deadly shooting Saturday. Police say the victim was found dead in the 4000 block of Amesbury Drive. That's off the Troy Highway. Right now, police have not made any arrests. If you have any information on either case, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And cleanup is underway in Troy after a possible tornado touchdown Sunday. Some mobile homes were flipped over and trees and power lines came down. Only minor injuries have been reported. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
All right. I mentioned the robocalls, right? I'm just trying to catch up on my slightly disorganized desktop in front of me. We're going to do multiple Morning Maroon nominees today.
Oh, nice.
Oh,
okay. Yes. It is 8:33.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Got a little chillier than I thought it would this morning. We got down to 43 for the morning low. Normal this time of the year is 51. And tonight, I think we'll be in the upper 40s, so jackets may feel good later on tonight. Otherwise, look for sunshine, cool, comfortable day with a high temperature in the lower 70s. Boy, a day like this, we'll think about it in the midsummer and with smile when we think about a day with a high around 72. Tonight's low down to about 48. Clear, cool. Tomorrow, sunshine, warmer with a high near 80 tomorrow. Low to mid-80s on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny day, then increasing clouds later on in the day. And then here we go again, another system on Thursday with a severe weather potential. Showers and thunderstorms becoming likely, I think, by later on in the afternoon on Thursday into Thursday evening, Thursday night, another scenario where tornadoes are possible in this situation as well. And then that should be out of here, I think, Friday morning. And then we are set up for what looks like a pretty good Easter weekend forecast. Right now, this morning, clear skies, northwest winds at 6 miles per hour. Temperature is 50 at 834.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Join us for an abundance of Morning Maroon nominees next.
I always dreamed of a house full of kids. Noisy, happy, and filled with laughter. A home where we connect as a family. One that connects us to the community. Well, thanks to Guardian Credit Union, we got a house. We got our connection. We've put down roots, and we are home.
Hey, Mom, can I check out my room?
Okay, I'm coming.
Connect family with a Guardian home loan. Apply online at MyGuardianCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 912757.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda Road for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Today's show is brought to you by the IRS. Scaring the hell out of people over their taxes for over 100 years.
Awesome.
Doing my taxes.
Talk 93.1 FM WACB. By the way, it is true that one of the principal things that makes the IRS an effective agency is fear.
Yeah.
It really is. People have been taught.
Tax man.
Yeah, and you hear stories. So, and let me tell you something. I hope one day there's a court case that will limit their powers. Because right now, and those of you who have been through this, and I'm not telling you this because I'm proud of it, I've just had situations in my life come up where I owed them money. I did not receive a notice from them. I did not receive a warning from them. I just woke up and all my money was gone.
They have that power.
And good luck. I don't understand how that's constitutional, where they can just go in with no warrant, and not serve you, but sir, just take it out of the bank.
I've never.
It's happened to me twice.
Had a run in with them yet.
And then somebody who no longer is working here got a notice of garnishment. Mm-hmm. And on my paycheck, and knew about this for 2 weeks and didn't tell me. So I got my paycheck, and it was 20. This is what the IRS decides you can live at, 25% of what you would normally take home. This is many years ago now, about 2006 or 7. And I just had to ask. I said, yeah, this is my problem, but why couldn't you at least tell me that they were doing this or give me a chance to run up the street and perhaps stop it? So instead, I had to run up the street after the fact.
Where's this?
And they pulled the street? They pulled the, it's right up Carmichael Road here. You'll see a flag off to your, on the south side. That's where the building is.
Yeah.
And it's very rarely crowded or with long line. And I went in and I said, ma'am, I'm going to be homeless if this continues. And she took care of me.
Did they fix it?
Yes.
Good.
That day. So I got, you know, they couldn't refund the garnishment. But those of you who have been with that, I mean, that turns your whole life inside out in an instant, especially with no warning, because you may think, hey, it's payday. I got this bill to take care of and that bill to take care of.
And I'm going to be able to pay this one, and this one.
And then you go to your bank account and you got a big fat...
Oh!
Every single cent gone. All right, it's time for our morning room nominees. Former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration an abundance of morning room nominees. Well, we'll start in Arkansas. Who do we think of? Who does Arkansas remind you of?
Oh, yeah, maybe them.
Yeah. Two guys in Arkansas, guess what? Got drunk. And decided, here's a good idea. Let's put on these bulletproof vests and shoot each other. So they did. 50-year-old Charles Ferris Ward first had his 36-year-old neighbor Chris Hicks shoot him in the chest with a .22 caliber rifle. Luckily, the vest stopped the bullet. But then he was angry at how much it hurt. So he told Chris, you put the vest on, and unloaded a clip into his back. And fortunately, the vest stopped all of those bullets, too. However, they both needed to go to the hospital because of the impact.
Is that right?
Yeah, it didn't kill him, but you're still talking about an enormous amount of force that's coming into your body, and that energy diffuses out through the vest. So here, they had to go to the hospital. Here was their cover story. Charles didn't want Chris to get into trouble, so he claimed they were paid $200 to protect an asset. They didn't say what kind of asset, just an asset. And then they got into a shootout while guarding said asset. Charles' wife blew their cover when she got to the hospital and explained what really happened. Now they're both facing charges for aggravated assault and up to 6 years in prison. Friends don't let friends use shotguns and bulletproof vests.
No, I'm sorry.
When they're drunk.
Okay. It does sound like something that would happen.
The bulletproof vest and the taser thing, too. Don't do the taser thing. So many reporters have had to do that, and that's crazy.
Yeah, you remember the... we probably still have it. It's just a quick little ditty. Man. Well, I got the taser sound effect. There was a brief little tune.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's not... I guess here it is.
Don't taser me, bro.
Don't taser me, bro.
Don't taser me, bro.
Don't taser me, bro.
It burns like fire from my head down to my toes. Oh, please don't, please don't, please don't taser me, bro.
Ow! 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 Ow!
I can't imagine.
If you called, that was an idiot at the University of Florida. Who didn't respond to the police. They said, we're going to tase you. And he still wouldn't do it, so they tased him, and that's him screaming on the floor. Exactly. What a jerk. All right. One thing you shouldn't do, because police do... I think the feeling is among certain youths that the cops are too square to know anything about social media.
Yeah.
About social media?
Yeah.
Daddy-o.
23 Skidoo, Jay.
So... What do these beatniks think?
A Pennsylvania woman was busted last week after she taunted local cops on her Facebook page. Chloe Jones was on the Greene County Sheriff's top 10 most wanted list. Decided to go on their Facebook to post comment. Do you guys pick up or delivery? She said. Pick up or delivery. With four crying, laughing emojis, Jones then got into an argument with other commenters and slipped up and revealed her location. A hospital, not knowing whether it's regular or mental, in Morganstown, West Virginia. Cops in West Virginia were able to track her down to the Greene County Sheriff's Office thanks to citizens there. And now Miss Jones and her witty comments are on their way back to Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
So that's stupid. Social media, that's how they can find you. They can find you. And finally, we have a guy in Connecticut who was spotted driving a stolen car, jumped out, and took off on foot. What makes this embarrassing for him? 25-year-old Dante Flowers took off and was chased down and captured by a cop named Jay Montrose, who was wearing tap dancing shoes. I wish I had, you know, it's like, see if I can reenact that with sound effects. Here we have... How about if I put some volume on that? All right, I know I have a... All right, there's the tab that's a gun. And guess what?
There you go. Story and sound effects.
Law and Order Special Tap Dance Unit. So
it's like that concentration game, but with sound effects.
Who do you think is the dumbest here?
I don't know.
I'm
thinking the bullet vest. That's where I keep going back to.
Yeah, you're right. Even with alcohol involved in that story, that's just plain stupid. Yeah, I don't think, even if I knew 100% without doubt wearing the vest would stop the bullet, I don't think I'd want to try that.
No.
Under any circumstances.
Nope.
8:46. Maybe one day I'll go see Lynn Bryan at Bryan Jewelry and I have... Can we give out some kind of a Morning Marood Award? Some kind of... Oh, no, nobody would want to receive that. Nobody would want to.
You've just won the Morning
Marood. They do have some beautiful rubies there, that I can tell you. Beautiful rubies. I can't decide whether the ruby, the emerald, or the sapphire is my favorite gem because they're all beautiful and they have
them. Emerald's coming up for May, so...
That's right. And... with Mom's Day less than a month away, let me start the guilt tripping now. You want to have something nice for Mom. You want to have something that says, thank you, Mom. You want to have something that says, Mom, I did pay attention. I kind of know what makes you tick in this gift. Celebrates who you are. Well, if you're not sure what that item might be, Bryan Jewelry can help you figure it out because that's what they've been doing over three generations and 63 years of experience. Now having grown into their own freestanding building, think about this, 63 years ago, Prattville was not exactly a metropolis. It was a tiny town, and Bryan Jewelry was the place. I met a couple at Costco one day, and sweet, 62 years of marriage, and she showed me her ring and said, we got this at Bryan Jewelry all those years ago. They're about the only two people I know that can make a claim like that. It was just a really cool moment. So if experience matters, quality matters, customer service matters, free care and cleaning on the lifetime of your purchase, visit Bryan Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, or visit them online at bryanjewelry.com and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more at Bryan Jewelry in Prattville.
As we wrap up our look at traffic on a Monday morning, Montgomery Skywatch is happy to report traffic is back to a normal traffic pattern this morning. We still have a lot of traffic on the boulevard, but it's only stop and go at the traffic lights at this point. The jam up on I-65 has cleared itself up, and we don't see any problems on I-85 either. Be careful as you head into work this morning, and we will check on you this afternoon. Festival Plaza is the center of shopping for East Montgomery with a bright, fresh new look. Shop the Comic Shop, Alabama River Region Ballet, and more. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers, 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Monday!
Waking up early.
Monday!
My eyes are blurry.
Monday!
Start of the rat race.
Monday!
The boss in my face. Monday!
Well, play already.
You know, just the whole tournament. Just unreal. Has meant so much to me over the years. The way it all transpired today, there were so many different scenarios that could have transpired on that back nine. There were so many guys who had a chance to win. I hit some of the best shots on that back nine today. And I just flushed it coming home. It was that's a nice feeling.
It was amazing to watch.
Really was. Got caught up in it completely.
How about the Masters folks moving things up 6 hours? That was really smart. I don't think that's ever been done before. And CBS then had to change all of their plans and all their affiliates around the nation.
You see what they did afterwards? They did a condensed version of Tiger's Round.
That's right, because they had no programming. They had to.
I got a little piece of breaking news for our listeners.
Oh.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
No Baumhauer's winning word today.
Oh, crap! Ah, damn it!
Well, that's what I said. But guess what? It comes back tomorrow. So good. We'll do it once an hour between 6 and 9, as long as Rich, Jay, and Emily remind me over and over.
Oh, we will.
And we have something else going on I want to talk about.
Yeah, there's another thing we want to remind you about. We started it last week. It's our annual Pot Forward donation drive. And today, from 11:30 until 1, you can find us at Montgomery Eye Physicians on Zelda.
Excellent.
We've got a lot of great sponsors, including Montgomery Eye Physicians, and you can find out about those sponsors, what the shelters need, so on and so forth, by visiting newstalk931.com. And this benefits not only the Montgomery, but the Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County Humane Societies as well.
The whole River Region is represented in this pot for it.
Question.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are clean dog toys welcome?
I would check that. I would double check that.
By the way, you got me all excited about what's coming in the mail. by showing me that picture that you got your bark box before I did.
Oh, yeah,
and
this month.
It's about Shakespeare.
Yes.
And I saw the little outfit that...
I got to show the kids here, Rich.
The kids.
It's Shakespeare month, and...
Yes.
Look at Briscoe with that.
How cute.
Show Jay.
That's what look I thought it was thing. Probably going to be. Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
That's
the thing that goes around.
It's called
neck.
A dinky. thing Shakespeare.
It's that high collar.
Yeah, he just looks so high angel. Yeah.
Around neck.
We got one of Hershey too, but Hershey always looks like he did something.
Oh, it's a ruff.
A roof.
Shut a ruff.
Oh, perfect. The BarkBox themes are hilarious.
Or not too rough. That is the answer.
But they were so late last month, they sent me a box of stuff to apologize.
Is that right? Had you asked them? Where's my BarkBox?
No, I just was a little annoyed.
Oh.
So, you know,
well,
I realize you live a whole 2 miles away. Why would you get yours a week before me?
You brought up some the other day about the gathering toys that are now...
They do tend to accumulate.
Yes, they do.
But, you know, even though it's fun, and I honestly think it's more fun for us than it is for the dogs.
Yeah.
Although they do love the treats. Their treats are good.
And they know when their box arrives.
And by the way, they're healthy treats, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do. Yeah. Tree, they can smell.
Oh, yeah.
But I wonder, I was thinking about... Cutting back, they wouldn't know. It's not like they read the calendar.
Right.
BarkBox do it today, Dad.
Where the heck's my BarkBox?
But I would feel bad if we did. Let me take a moment here to promote the fact that we will be at Baumhauer's this Wednesday after happy hour. Gang generally starts congregating around 5:15 or so. I get over there at 6 and stay, and we have a wonderful time. You meet people. Well, Rosie, who's been helping us out. Eddie Bader came last week, and he co-hosted with us on Friday.
I went to lunch yesterday with my mother-in-law at one of your sponsors, El Jalisco, and right there at the checkout was an Eddie Bader card.
Yes, I saw that too. I went there Saturday.
I sent him a picture. I was like, "You're everywhere."
I saw Monica, the queen of I call her the Dimpalata because she's got the best smile on the planet. And
I was putting gas in my car, and I saw his card. I'm not kidding.
How does he get around like this?
He was sitting on top of the tank.
Guerrilla marketing.
Yeah, staring at me while I was pouring my gas. Hey, Jay.
Anyway, it is 8:56. We're going to be pulling into Camp News and Views next. Have a great day. See you at 3. Mr.
Sandman. Spring is here, my favorite time of the year, except there's no football, it's still too cold to swim, pollen. Okay, maybe it's not my favorite season, but it is a great time to buy a new mattress. My new lineups are coming in with introductory sale prices on products you won't see anywhere else in this area. Memory foams, latex, hybrids, and plain old mattresses are in stock. We still have many nice closeouts and floor samples at crazy low prices, including some Serta, Jameson, and Restonic sets. We also have a number of adjustable base floor samples discounted. A large selection of headboards and beds are on sale. Come to the store that actually tells you the price, not the payment for 5, 6, or 8 years. We have no interest financing with approved credit, but we have many nice mattress sets you can afford to pay for. Thick queen mats from $249, kings from $299. King adjustable bases from $299 while supplies last. Twin mattresses start at only $99. We're open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday with a huge inventory on hand on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery and on Highway 14 in Millbrook, across from the Dollar General, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Why did I lie to the guy I'm dating and tell him I'm into Game of Thrones? He's so excited for the premiere, he asked me over for dinner to watch it. I didn't even know what it was. He kept texting me, "Do you like GOT?" G-O-T. I had no idea what GOT was. Then I figured out it stood for Game of Thrones. I thought it was a video game. What do I know? I thought it was like Dungeons and Dragons and was about to dump this guy. So now I'm sitting here binge-watching GOT. Ooh. Oh, I kind of like this character. He's hot. Oh, they killed him? What?